out on Letterkenny on the Saturday that the cancer group had the protest at the hospital. While we were at the hospital gate, I got a call from a person to say that they thought there was a sinkhole appearing down on Lower Main Street where the Drum Bar is. So I made my way down there, and there was a massive water burst. And so I got in contact with Irish Water, and I would like to thank the workers who were out there fairly quickly and repaired the water burst. But this is an ongoing issue, you know, like when you go down there to that part of town and look around, you'll see all the different areas where there has been water bursts before, where they're all repatched again. And the network is just absolutely crumbling there from the middle of Main Street right down to Lower Main Street. And, you know, it takes on a big hinterland. Anywhere from the museum up on the high road right out to Ran can be affected by that whenever there's a burst down there. So, you know, it's something that needs to be looked at. It needs to be in the Irish Water Capital Programme to replace that main. And, you know, I felt sorry for the people who live in that area to see the volume of water. They're all older houses down there, probably not as well insulated as some of the more modern homes would be. And there's just like thousands and thousands of litres of water going out right underneath their property. And, you know, it has to cause serious dampness and stuff like that in those buildings. So I think it's very important that we deal with it and replace the pipeline.
And is that part of town in any kind of scheme, or is there any plans to see those pipes repaired?
Well, I was making some inquiries into it. And as far as I'm aware, at this point in time, there are no plans for it to be replaced. But, you know, whenever you speak to different people that have been involved there over the years, you know, they'll tell you fairly quickly that this has been an ongoing issue for a long number of years. I think the last issue they had there was actually a burst they had on St. Stephen's Day last year, Christmas Eve last year, and I think maybe the workers spent most of Christmas Day out fixing water bursts down in that part of town. So, look, it's been ongoing for a long time, and I think it's very important that that pipeline is servicing a massive hinterland and a big swathe of people there around the bottom of the town, out to the old town and up Rand, and I think it's something that we need to get taken care of in the short term rather than the long term.